The next midah, the third midah, v'oiv ra'al pesha, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam removes aveiros from a person. Do me the gedolah, says the Talmud Devarah. This is a great midah. Shaharei ein ha-mechila al yedei shaliach. When Hashem forgives someone, Hashem forgives him directly. It's not done through a shaliach. Ela al yodei mamish shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'duchsuz ki imcha ha-slicha. It's with you, Hashem. You give forgiveness. Umahi ha-slicha. What does it mean that Hashem forgives a person? Shehu roicheitz ha-avoin. Hashem washes away the avera. A person by doing an avera gets himself dirty. K'duchsiv im rochatz Hashem es tzayas b'noiz tzion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu washes away the filth of the daughters of tzion. V'chein k'siv v'zarati aleichem mayim tahirim. I will throw on you mayim tahirim. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself washing us all from averas that we did against Hashem. Behind all, that's this midah of Oivar al Pesha. Sholeach Meimei Rechitza, Hashem sends the waters to wash us off. V'oivar v'roichetz ha-pesha. We did an averas to Hashem. We wronged HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing averas to him. Yet he himself washes us off. He doesn't say, listen, you clean yourself off, and then come back to me when you're all clean. No, he will wash us off. He neimamish kedmuta tzarech liyos ha'odom. That's how we have to act as well. Shelo yoymar, a person shouldn't say, v'chi ani mesakein, am I going to fix up? Am I responsible to fix up? Ma sheploini chata, this that a person did not have a yishchit, or that he corrupted. Right? And I have a right to say that. Someone did something wrong. He did something wrong to me. And I have to go clean it up. A teenager walks by someone's house. He was in a bad mood. Something happened that day. And he takes spray paint and he graffitis the wall of a person's house that's visible to anyone walking by. After a couple of days, the teenager feels bad. He goes over to the owner of the house and says, no, I'm really sorry. I was in a bad mood. I shouldn't have done it. Please forgive me. Okay, I forgive you. And then the teenager walks away. Hey, clean the house up. Clean off the paint. No, I forgave you, but you clean it up. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives, and he washes us up. And that's a special midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Klal Yisrael. That Ashreichem Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva said, Lefnei mi atem metarim, mi metar eschem. Who is metar you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metar Klal Yisrael. That's a special midah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only forgives us, but he cleanses us from our averus that we did to him. I saw from Rav David Goldberg, Shlita, he says that's what we say in davening. There's no one that we have like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ela, Ata, only you. It's only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a melech, moichel v'solech, that forgives and cleans up. And cleans us up from the avera, the mess that we got ourselves into, the filth that we put all over ourselves. That's you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what we have to emulate. So says the Talmud Devarah, don't say, V'chi ani mesaka ma sheploi nichot oi hishchis, sheri ha'odam chaytei, look, we do averas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai, sheloi ha'idei shliach mesaka, and he fixes up, es mu'vasai, the crookedness of a person, v'roichet tzoyas avoynay, and he cleans away the filth of a person's avera. U'mikan yisbay she'odam lo shevlachtay, if a person realizes this, a person will be embarrassed to do avera. Shehari ha'melech ba'atzmai roichet lichlich begadav. You know that if you're going to go ahead and do an avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to follow, and he's going to have to clean it up. A child, an older child, would not want to do that to a parent. Child wouldn't want that a parent should have to clean up after him, himself, if it's a mature person. So how could we do that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And that's how we have to act with other people as well. That even if it means we have to clean up after them, we're still going to go ahead and forgive and clean up after the person, even though that person got themselves to the mess. There was a person called the Stechemed, who's a Goyin Olam. He wrote an encyclopedic work called the Stechemed. And he claims that he did not have a gifted mind. He was not so smart. He says he was a bane in the irregular person. And he was in Kail. And it seems that there was jealousy. There was someone who was jealous of him, of his hasmada, because he definitely was a tremendous masmid. And he spread a rumor, this other fellow, that the Sechemed had to do with the maid of the usher, of the wealthy person who was holding out the Kail. And when such rumor is spread, such slander, it doesn't show well on the person being told about. And the Sechemed definitely looked bad in the eyes of the people. And the maid herself got up and said, yes, it's true, this and this happened with me and the Sechemed, with Chizkiyo Chaim Medini, that was his name. Well, ultimately, the Sechemed had to leave the Kail. He had to go to hide, not hiding, but he had to leave the Kail and learn privately, learn on his own. He couldn't learn with everyone else, and he suffered from it greatly. In the end, slowly it got out what happened, that of course it wasn't true, and the maid had spread the rumor, and she was paid by someone else who was jealous of the Sechemed. Anyway, the maid lost her job. She lost her job because of it, because the wealthy person was so angry that she could do such a thing to the Sechemed, she lost her job. And she came running to the Sechemed, and she told the Sechemed, I'm really sorry, I really shouldn't have done it. She got down on her hands and knees and really begged for forgiveness, and the Sechemed forgave her. She then came back to the Sechemed and says, you know, I was fired from my job, I don't have a job. Maybe you can help me get a job. So here, the Sechemed went ahead, and the Sechemed backed her and said she's really a good person, and he worked out that she got a job somewhere else. There's someone who spread something about the Sechemed, such a horrible rumor about the Sechemed, that the Sechemed had to leave the Kailu and go learn on his own, and yet he didn't care. She came to ask for forgiveness. He himself cleaned off the filth of this maid by backing her and saying she's really a good person and was able to get her a job. That the Sechemed helped him was a turning point in his life, that he had special siyata d'shmaya, that he was able to write the sefer Sechemed. We'll continue with Hashem tomorrow.